The training of an apprentice geisha is an arduous path. However, this humble person is filled with admiration for those who are able to recast their suffering and become great artists. Some years ago, when visiting Gion, it was my honor to view the spring dances and attended a party afterward at a tea house, and the experience has left the deepest impression. It gives me some measure of satisfaction to know that a safe place in this world has been found for you, Chiyo, and that you will not be forced to suffer through years of uncertainty. This humble person has been alive long enough to see two generations of children grow up and knows how rare it is for ordinary birds to give birth to a swan. The swan who goes on living in his parents' tree will die. This is why those who are beautiful and talented bear the burden of finding their own way in the world. Your sister, Satsu, came through Yoroido late this past fall, but ran away again at once with the son of Mr. Sugi. Mr. Sugi fervently hopes to see his beloved son again in this lifetime, and asks therefore that you please notify him immediately if you receive word from your sister. Most sincerely yours, Tanaka Ichiro. Long before Auntie had finished reading this letter, the tears had begun to flow out of me, just like water from a pot that boils over. It would have been bad enough to learn that my mother had died, or that my father had died. But to learn in a single moment that both my mother and my father had died and left me, and that my sister too was lost to me forever, at once my mind felt like a broken vase that would not stand. I was lost even within the room around me. You must think me very naive for having kept alive the hope for so many months that my mother might still be living, but really, I had so few things to hope for. I suppose I would have clutched at anything. Auntie was very kind to me while I tried to find my bearings. Again and again she said to me, "Bear up, Chiyo, bear up. There's nothing more any of us can do in this world." When I was finally able to speak, I asked Auntie if she would set up the tablets someplace where I wouldn't see them and pray on my behalf, for it would give me too much pain to do it. But she refused and told me I should be ashamed even to consider turning my back on my own ancestors. She helped me set the tablets up on a shelf near the base of the stairwell where I could pray before them every morning. "Never forget them, Chiyo-chan," she said. "They're all that's left of your childhood."